A song that hardly needs an introduction. Billie Jean first came out on the 1982 hit album Thriller. The Guinness World Records lists that record as the best-selling album of all time. Other famous songs on the album include Thriller, Beat It, and Wanna Be Startin' Something. The album Thriller was as much about moves as it was about music. Michael Jackson brought attention to his body's movements by wearing a shiny white glove, shortened black pants, and white socks. He created dance movements that were electrifying. He could be as hard as a robot or as smooth as liquid. While doing his famous moonwalk step, he seemed to be walking backwards on air.
Michael Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana, in 1958. He was the seventh of nine children. He was 5 years old when he began singing with his brothers in a group called the Jackson Five. In 1968, the group signed a recording deal from Motown Records. Michael was 11 years old when they released their first album a year later. The Jackson Five became an immediate success. Their music set records. Their first four songs were I Want You Back, ABC, The Love You Save, and I'll Be There. They all reached the number one position in pop music record sales in 1970.
Michael was the star of the group. He was the lead singer and danced with great energy. His extraordinary skill and presence on stage was remarkable, especially for someone so young. The group made youthful and fun music that was very popular with both African Americans and white listeners. In the 1970s, the group changed record companies and shortened their name to the Jacksons. They continued to perform together, although Michael Jackson started to record music on his own as well. His first album, performing alone, was Off the Wall, released in 1979.
3 years later, Jackson released Thriller. The album was not just the best-selling album of all time. It also won 8 Grammy Awards and 7 American Music Awards. and it helped establish the popularity of a new form of entertainment, music videos. The video for the song Thriller was important in the history of the music industry. Michael Jackson understood the power of these videos in bringing attention to his music and to his image. He worked hard to make exciting videos with complex stories and dances.
In 1985, Michael Jackson helped write the song We Are the World. He recorded it with many other famous performers. The aim of the record was to raise money for starving people in Africa. The project raised millions of dollars with this best-selling song. Michael Jackson's next album, Bad, produced 5 number one hits, including The Way You Make Me Feel.
Michael Jackson was a huge success, but he was also a very troubled man. His behavior and appearance became increasingly strange. He had many operations to change his face. He acted and spoke in a childlike way. Jackson bought a huge property in California, which he called Neverland, after the children's story of Peter Pan. He had amusement park rides, a zoo, and a large movie theater built for his home. Michael Jackson also went into major debt, and he suffered from injuries and illness that reportedly led him to take many kinds of pain-killing medicines. Fans around the world mourned his death. Prisoners in a jail in the Philippines danced for him. Fans in Paris, France, attended a service at the city's ancient religious center in his honor. Famous performers around the world told about the influence he had on their work. Michael Jackson left a huge mark on popular culture. His memory will live on in his unforgettable music.
For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A sonorous disregard, a broken.